We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
At Dreamforce, what you wear makes the first impression, and we want to make sure you look good while feeling good. I'm here with Janelle Lehman, founder of Janelle Diane, to talk to you about some awesome styles, fashions, and tips to make you feel your best at Dreamforce. Thank you so much for being with me.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
First of all, tell me about Janelle Diane, or JD.
Sure. So Janelle Diane was founded and started in 2014, and from the start, I wanted to be a disruptive force within the world of fashion, style, and brand consulting. I'm not the typical stylist, I would say. I believe that what you wear is very powerful, and it starts a conversation, it inspires people. And so when I started this company, I was really driven by, like, why do we put something on? And from there, the company grew.
That's awesome. So what kind of services do you provide?
So at JD, we have two different kind of arms that we work with. We both style and brand consulting, either personal or corporate clients.
That's great. Can you get a little bit more into depth about what is the process for personal styling?
Okay, so that's a journey to start off with. And it's a really, really deep dive into why you buy what you do. And so when I work with a woman, I go into their closet and I literally take out every single piece of clothing that they're wearing or that they own and have them try it on. And so what I'm doing is not just talking about the dress or the pants or the shoes that, oh my gosh, don't tell anyone. I know I wasn't supposed to get that, but I really love them, but I don't know what to do with them. And I'm actually watching their body language. And through this process, I look to see when they put the dress on, their shoulders roll back, they feel good about themselves, or something funky comes out and it's like, I don't know. And so I actually learn about them. And I learn about what's inside of them and who they want to be and how they see themselves. And through that process, then we start to redefine who they are, disrupt some stuff up, change some stuff on how they wear it, and then they're off and ready to go.
There is an element of this, which is like fashion therapy.
It is. It is fashion therapy. But really, it's I create a platform, right, so to speak, where you can give yourself permission to change and to be ready. I don't give it to you, but I make it safe enough, and it's a fun journey where I kind of push you a little bit. And I absolutely just love all my women that I work with. So it's been a real, really, really fun. And then the corporate side. I've enjoyed working with Salesforce. And with that, I work kind of in a three-tier level. I first try to understand the corporate culture, right? The values of the company. And with Salesforce, it's really quite easy. Salesforce Ohana, diversity, inclusivity, just community building, giving back, right? Women empowerment. And so once I understand that culture, then I start to work with the clients that I'm given. This year, I have seven amazing women that will be speaking at keynote sessions. And I start to understand, okay, who are they talking to? What is the message they want to have, right? Because what you wear is your first conversation. And so I start to understand what's happening at Dreamforce, what are the new platforms that are coming out, what are the new services. I get kind of geeked out and excited myself. And then I finally sit down with a client and say, all right, what are you excited about? What gives you confidence? What makes you feel comfortable? And how can we merge those two to really speak to the audience and have them engage with you and to really understand the product you're trying to talk about?
All right. So not only are you working with Salesforce, but you're also a customer of Salesforce. Tell me about how you're utilizing the platform.
Sure. JD is a customer of Salesforce. Very excited about it. The company lives at the intersection of fashion and technology. And over the last year, we have built a platform for the fashion industry and conscious retailing. So we have decided to use Heroku because it needs to be mobile first and have infinite scalability for our customers. And what better platform to start with than Heroku? So we're very excited.
That's awesome. So also you use the product, but you also live the values of Salesforce.
I do, yes.
Tell me about how you're giving back to the community.
From the beginning, I have always felt that when you start a company and build a business, you need to have something bigger than you. And JD was started to help empower women, to build a community, to inspire and to support and to grow. And so we started Beyond Us. And it's empower one and inspire many. I've been fortunate enough to work with some incredible women, trendsetters, thought leaders, change makers. And through that, I have asked each of them that when they are ready to let go or to share those pieces in their closets that they no longer need on their journey, that they allow JD to find another woman that could use it and could need it. So it's been kind of a quiet thing that we do. It's very personal for each client and for each woman that receives it, but it just drives me to want to grow that piece of it.
And it's really interesting because it is so hard to let go of things you care about, but knowing that they're going to someone that is going to appreciate it.
It's just, you want to do it again, right?
Right.
So one thing I actually don't share very much, but I think it'd be fun to share now if we're talking about values, is the only thing I ask from the woman who receives these clothes is a simple note. It doesn't have to be who you are, it's anonymous, but it's a note to the client to say how they felt when they put on those clothes. And I think you close that circle of support and empowerment, and those are like handing a bouquet of flowers to my clients, so it's been really fun.
That is amazing. Yeah. All right, so we're inspired, we're ready, we're going towards our fashion therapy.
And there you go, here we go.
Let's talk Dreamforce fashion.
Yes.
All right, so the one comment that everyone says, their biggest piece of advice is always wear comfortable shoes.
Right.
But I feel like there's a little bit more ambiguity to that than one would think.
Right.
Talk to me about this.
Right. No, and you're right. I think in years past, it's been difficult to find out what to wear to this huge conference, right? Fashion versus function, comfortable versus confident. I kind of break down shoes for women in kind of, not categories, but heels, flats, sneakers, right? Take advantage of those sneakers, ladies. And so let's talk heels, because a lot of times that does, it's kind of the first go-to for a woman, gives them confidence, elevates their look, they feel better, shoulders back naturally. Okay, so when it comes to heels, there's the width of the heel, right? Be mindful that when you're walking through Trailhead Zone, Dreamforce campus, all the keynotes, and you're walking around, I mean, 5 miles per day, potentially, right? Wear heels that are comfortable. Wear heels that the height of the heel is not too high, where the balls of your feet hurt. I would definitely recommend the minute you put on your heels, you take some blister-based Band-Aids, maybe a little bit of padding for the sole of your foot, slide them into your bag, and know that you'll probably use one or two, but be okay with that. Another piece of advice is don't buy new shoes. Wear shoes that you've worn in, that you're comfortable with. If a pointed toe is something you love the look of, but it hurts your toes, don't do it. It's not worth it, right?
Right.
Another piece of advice that I still get a crack up on is how thin your heel is. So last year I had a slight incident that I was going up the escalator from one of the Moscone Center and my heel got stuck and I was coming all the way up and I just couldn't jam it out. So when you do go on those elevators, just lift up a little bit, make sure those heels aren't touching, and step
off
really quickly. Yeah, step off really quickly.
Not everything is a Jennifer Lopez movie where your foot gets stuck in a grate and you make out with some hot dude.
No.
Not
and there was really no one around, and I was sweating, and I was like, no, I love these shoes. So
it's definitely
helping. I got it out on time, yeah, absolutely.
And then sneakers.
Huge moment, still having a great moment. I think it's awesome for women and men that they can be comfortable and fun and fashionable. Play with colors when it comes to sneakers. I like to say that whether you are first time or whether you are, you know, in the dev zone or you're heading over to a panel discussion or doing a networking event at night, you can wear sneakers, but be mindful of what you're wearing on top, right? So I call it the elevated look. You can be super casual, and then let's put a blazer around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gives this whole openness to what you wear. So I love the sneaker. And then the other one would be a flat, right?
Right.
When it comes to flats, you can't go wrong. Obviously, we all love them. There's a couple brands that I really love, local-based or eco-friendly. What I would do is make sure that those flats are bendable.
Right.
Because if you have heels, get those flats, fold them in there, or put them in your backpack. Play with color. Play with patterns. That can be a really good accent over your basics of your blazer or your pants or your skirts. So
yeah. Awesome. Well, I think that really great shoe recommendations, but San Francisco is not easy all the time. One of the biggest things, besides maybe the cracks in the floor where you're walking, is the weather.
Yes.
There is such a varied weather from day to night. How do you deal with this?
Yeah, so San Francisco has its own weather, as we like to say. Born and raised in the Bay Area, I'm still never know what I'm going to get when I come into the city. So you can be warm and sunny, and then within a couple hours at night, it's 30 degrees low or windy and maybe even rain, right? So I always talk about layers, and there's a kind of, when I think about it, I think about when you're inside of the keynote or you're inside meeting with clients, it can get kind of chilly.
Right.
So pack a scarf, do a wrap, throw in a cardigan, something that you can pull out, throw over, and throw back in as you go back out and start to walk those other 5 miles. And then at night, be prepared to kind of change up a jacket, right? Or change up your shoes and just have one or two pieces that you can switch out. Because you also don't want to pack a ton of clothes for 4 days. It can get overwhelming. You want to keep it nice and simple, sharp, classic, and confident.
And that is a good point, though, that we are going day to night.
Yes.
Most people are not going to have a chance to go back to their hotel room or their home in between the day activities, the sessions, the keynotes, and before they go to dinner, they go to the Dream Fest. How do we make outfits really work for both day and night?
Right. First, hydrate. That's what I'd say first. Hydrate, do some stretching. Again, it goes back to that dual usage of, again, it goes back to being able to pack a flat with your heel. Transitioning that can be very simple. You can also pack a small little sweater and then put the blazer over your shoulders so it changes the look of it. Or you can switch. You can do heels at night and flats in the morning. You don't have to change a lot. I think if you just feel comfortable and confident that you've kind of had a refresh, that's most important.
So maybe some Febreze as well.
Deodorant. We'll put that in the accessories piece that I'm going to be writing about awesome. One kind of stuff.
So what, like in general, what do you think that females should think about when they are packing? Let's say they're coming from somewhere else and they just have a small suitcase, right. Or if they're packing for a day from their home or their hotel.
Right. My first thing, and when you talk to some of my clients, they'll always be like, well, what is my story, Janelle? Is look at your calendar. Look at the 4 days you've got with Dreamforce and start to really understand where you're going to be, who you're going to be talking to, what's the conversation you want to have. And from there, you start to pack it. So being really strategic of, all right, I've got 1 day here. Who am I meeting with? What's the conversation I want to have? And then how can I take these jeans and reuse them or change them up and give them a new life in 3 days or whatnot? Think about Band-Aids. Think about deodorant. Think about Febreze. No. Think about finding little pouches or bags that you can throw into your tote or your backpack that you know it's a go-to. You've got that. Think about maybe a blazer and a leather jacket. Don't overpack. Mm-hmm. Right? Reuse that and utilize that. I know within the article, I've actually taken the 4 days, and I've given examples of each day of how I would do it. A high-low, a sneaker, a heel. And so take a look at that and see if that helps you pack and kind of triggers some interesting new ideas for what to wear.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think the things that you really, the story that you're telling is also be yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's three rules that I talk about.
Right.
Right, which is be yourself. And it goes back to Salesforce and culture, which is perfect because, as you say, we line up.
Right.
Which is be authentic. Be true. Know your why. Know your story and stand straight and tall in that and be confident. Then it's be comfortable. And again, sometimes it's a fine line, fashion, function, and then be confident. And I think if you start with inside of being yourself, and then you think about how do I survive 96 hours of networking and fun and collaboration and innovation, start about that, and then what's going to make me most confident.
Right, and yeah. You do have to balance all of those. It is a balancing act.
It is a balancing act.
Awesome. All right, so women are not the only fashionable people at Dreamforce.
Oh, hope not. Yeah.
I hope not as well.
I hope not.
So men need some tips as well.
Yeah.
So we tend to see men in kind of three different looks. We see the very casual hoodie, jeans, maybe a step up with a blazer and nice slacks right. Or fitted jeans, and then like the full-on tie suit element.
Right.
How do you think about these three different looks?
You know, the minute you say that, I feel like we've kind of categorized men instead of allowing them to kind of disrupt and kind of go all over and kind of pick and choose what they want, right? So think about just taking all of these pieces and put them together in a way you like it. Wear your blazer with a t-shirt and jeans and a pair of loafers, right? Have the high-low, have the step-up versus casual and comfortable. That allows a different feel, a different conversation, like we say, right? A different story. Play with socks. That's a really big one.
Socks.
Socks are fun. Huge. Play with socks. Like, no one needs to know what they look like. But when you sit down, look, they're purple. Or when you sit down, oh, I got hearts.
Great conversation starter.
Absolute conversation piece. It's kind of out there and edgy. Be the first one to do it. Have that. I have my hearts. My daughter gave them to me, and I'm going to wear them. I miss her, right? I live out in Chicago or something. So play with the belts. Play with the t-shirts you wear, right? If they're graphic, if they're just comfortable. Another one that's really big this season from the runway is wine colors. Oversized V-neck sweaters. Get those fall colors going. So those can be really fun. Also, I would say think about layers for men. You'll see a lot in San Francisco of the crossbody messenger bag, the hoodie over a collared shirt. And then you can take the hoodie off and maybe put on a down vest if it gets a little windy. So a lot of transitional pieces that you can do.
All right, so I know that we don't want to put anyone in a box, but let's start on the more casual side.
Yes.
How do we make the most of that look?
We're talking hoodie, t-shirt, potentially with some graphic design on it, jeans, and sneakers.
Yes.
Think about what t-shirt you're going to wear. Think about what sneakers are you going to put on. Again, going back to what I believe in is knowing the brands that you wear, being comfortable, having fun with some socks, rocking that Trailblazer hoodie, which we will put together a look for that hoodie so everyone knows, and the women will have one as well. And change it up, throw a sweater over that or put a vest over it.
The next level up, how do we bring the slacks and a button down to the next level?
During the day, again, knowing your audience, mapping out who you're meeting with your meetings and where you want to go and the conversations you want to have. I like this look. I think you can wear the loafer and the slacks, but then you can change it up with a hoodie, a collared shirt. You can also go to jeans, a really nice pair of jeans. I'd do a darker wash. If you're going to do sneakers, I'd go with a maroon color sneaker or a dark navy or maybe a gray suede. Again, it's not just a typical sneaker.
It's not quite the Mark Benioff glittered
sneakers.
No,
he's in
Snickers.
His own class, and I totally respect that. And I think it's awesome, right? You got to be a trailblazer. But yeah, you can do that. And then again, play with the vest, the blazer, the sweater. It's kind of, I see this range as really being able to kind of
those two kind of
yeah,
can go
you
hand
kind of
hand.
Bring them together of the other two boxes.
So what if you're in customer meetings all day, quite formal dinners? How can you make this kind of work in a less at Dreamforce, really?
Right. Two things, because you're probably not going back to your hotel room, I'm assuming, and you need to get hydrated again. I would say if you've got the right backpack or the right messenger bag, pack either an extra T-shirt that's in there, that's graphic, that's kind of cool, that you can then take your button down, which I'm assuming is just been worn through, and you're totally good with that. You don't need it in the nighttime. Throw it into your backpack, switch it up. A blazer with the T-shirt, a blazer with something. It's
it makes
edgy.
It more relatable.
Totally edgy. Yeah, I think that's how I would do it. I don't think I would see a tie, but that's just me being a little bit more casual and relaxed.
I'm totally voting for people to wear bow ties, so I'm pushing that one hard.
I mean, that,
a bolero?
That's a full statement, right? I mean, you've got to have some guts there, and the whole thing has to work. But I respect that. I think it's pretty cool.
I love it. All right, so one of the things that's really great about this intersection of technology and fashion are accessories.
Yes.
What are you most excited about in this area?
Okay, so I'm a total geek about fashion and technology. And I've always been fascinated by ways that we can stay connected and yet disconnect, or ways that we can continue to drive business and to be out there working and still charging, right, our
stuff. Right.
So backpacks are huge, still big in the fashion world. Saw a lot of them in New York, still see them all over the streets. Look to different types of backpacks. There's a brand called Cocoon, and it's awesome. You open up the flap, and they have lots of elastic, you know, kind of compartments. You can put your charger and you can put your Mophie and you can put your phone and your bring your own device kind of stuff, right? And all that cool stuff. And that's very functional. Then there's also really amazing brands that have these leather backpacks and they fit really well. They elevate your looks. So if you're wearing the suit, if you've got business meetings, throw that on and it still kind of goes with the situation that you're going into. Lacoste bars are awesome as well. I love for women that there are products out there that are really cool that you can charge yourself up with, and you don't have to carry the Mophie or be looking for a plug at all times. One of them is the key bracelet. Some of my clients last year wore that, and I will be sporting that during Dreamforce because it's essential. You can get that at Key Bracelet or Mark and Graham, and it's just the coolest bracelet. You pop it open, plug it in, and you've got 30% more charge. Great conversation piece, and a ton of people want to use it, so you have to be a little bit careful.
It's only 30%.
It's only 30%. And then Rebecca Minkoff makes a great keychain charger.
That's
so
awesome.
You just put the tassel in, plug it in, and you're off to go. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. There are just so many great things. So what other kind of brands do you recommend for people that are looking for accessories for Dreamforce?
Kuyana actually is a local brand here in San Francisco. Huge, huge fans that we have here in Salesforce for the women. So I know that all the girls will be going, yes, yes, yes. They have some great crossbody bags. They're easy, they're light, and they also have some cool little mini pouches, ways to like store your headphones, things that you can just go in and out with and carry with you even through the night. Coach actually is having a huge rebirth of their brand, and they still make the most amazing leather backpacks and leather accessories that you can find. Grip It is another product that I like, and it's a simple board that you slide into your handbag or your backpack, same as Cocoon, and you can still lock and load every different type of accessory that you have. But I'll be putting out a lot more on the blog in coming days as my team, we're kind of testing some things out to make sure that they're they're usable once we get to Dreamforce.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much,
yes.
Janelle. These are great specific tips that I really think people are going to be able to walk away with real ideas of what they're going to be packing.
Good, good.
I hope they start packing right now. They're
yes,
that excited.
Yes. We'll start, you know, head over to the website, right,
yes.
and the blog, and I've linked everything so you have a chance to really go out there and see it. And obviously, reach out. Let me know if I can help with anyone. Love to give some advice.
And I know you'll be posting some great information on Instagram.
Yes, yes. And we'll
so
be
make
here
sure
all Dreamforce.
You.
Yes, yes. So I will see everyone at Dreamforce and cheering our seven women on and looking forward to seeing the street style that's about to come down into San Francisco. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to Dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.